Message number 663. I call out to all those who are unsure as to whether I exist or not. Thursday, January 3, 2013 at 09:10 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, I call out to all those who are unsure as to whether I exist or not. I realize how difficult it is for you to believe in a life other than the one you live now. I know that you find it hard to accept in my divine presence. Yet know that when you love someone, that the presence of God in your soul allows for this gift. Use this love to call on me and I will speak to your heart. This is an age where very soon you will know instinctively that many events in the world are being caused by the evil present in the hearts of men with cruelty in their souls. This is the time when I will make my voice heard amongst you. I speak through my prophets in order to enlighten you so that I can show you the love that I have for you. Do not pull away from me. There is a spark of recognition for me within your soul. Now is the time for you to ponder on your future, for you must know this. Without me, without my love and my mercy, you will never find peace. I am the truth. I bring news which may not sit comfortably with you, but I speak the truth. The truth is difficult in the beginning to accept because it reveals the bad as well as the good. People only want to see the pleasant side, but very often the exterior of warm pleasantries simply cover up the truth. Many cannot savor the truth, the existence of God, the Creator of all things, yet they are prepared to accept falsities which are presented to them. These are just passing forms of titillation and are meaningless. They succeed in distracting you and give you a false sense of security. But they have no substance. Remember, your time on earth is simply a form of exile brought about by sin. I came to salvage the human race from sin when I came the first time. Sadly, I was not welcomed. I was murdered and died on the cross before I could claim my kingdom. Now I will come again as foretold to claim the kingdom promised to me by my beloved Father. This time I will prepare all of you for this event, for I promise you now the greatest gift of all. You are a child of God whether or not you accept this fact. You are very much loved. I will enlighten you if you come to me and ask me to help you. There is nothing to fear because I am your beloved Jesus, and for you I died a death of great suffering. Your own suffering, where you wander lost in confusion and where you find it impossible to find peace, is almost over. Come, follow me. I have great plans and my divinity will be proven to all. Even those who continue to reject me will be presented with the truth when my glorious second coming is witnessed by over 7 billion people. No one will deny I exist then. They will find it impossible, yet many will refuse to accept the new kingdom which I will unveil for all of God's children. Do not turn away, for I wish to save you and take you and the whole of humanity into the inheritance for which you were all born. Your beloved Jesus.